This is Shannon.
And this is Kamani.
And welcome to Drake McFlurries.
Your source for politics, pop culture, all things nerdy, and the petty. And welcome back, season two. Woo! Do you want to like just talk about what you were showing me?
Oh yeah! Oh my god! Oh my god! Have y'all seen that picture with Obama with the beard?
From the shade room that they made?
From the shade room, looking like Zaddy.
Why do people call other people Zaddy?
I think it's just for kicks. Like, I don't really call nobody Zaddy. Like, unless I'm, like, playing around. Like,
it looks very distinguished. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I thought it was real, so I had to, like, Google to see if it was real.
Oh, my God, but why... But why is the caption this way, though?
Obama out here looking like a hot-ass entree. Meanwhile, I'm seeing clips of y'all's president late front flapping in the wind and shit like a falcon. But, like, for real, did you see that picture?
No.
You didn't see the, like, it's a video of 45's wig blowing in the wind from the back when he's glowing on the airplane.
Oh, my God, no. Oh, my God, no.
But you have to look it up. Because it's ridiculous.
And he's ridiculous.
Well, yeah, but I just remember this whole thing about making people touch his hair to show that it's real. That whole Jimmy Fallon thing. Yeah, so.
I do not want to touch his hair.
I don't want to be in the same room as him. Like, I don't.
No.
But that's partially why Jimmy Fallon isn't as popular, because he was popular before that whole stunt. He was like the most popular person on Late Night. Mm-hmm. And then he did that stunt and he lost all his supporters. So, just goes to show you don't pay to cozy up to bigots.
Well,
how have you been?
I've been good. Class, work, you know, regular stuff. Yeah, like I went to class today and... After class, I went to thrift store. I'm like, you know, I had like a list of things to do. I was gonna go to the mall, so I'm still trying to look for this pants for the Black Panther.
I need to get some boots.
Event, yep. I don't know what I'm gonna put on my feet, but at least I have what I want to look like. So, anyways, I'm like, you know, let me just stop by the thrift store and see what they got before going to the mall. And I'm never going to the mall. I went to that thrift store and I came out with three huge bags for $66.
Oh, that's not bad.
I'm like, I got.
Where was this?
It's Ditto thrift store, upscale thrift store.
Where is it?
In Wayne. Oh. No, in Hilden, I think.
I don't even know where Hilden is.
It's like 5 minutes away, down the street. But like, I noticed myself like getting like real comfortable. I'm like, wait a minute now. I'm getting too comfortable in the store. Let me get the hell out.
Like, before you know, it's like $200. Right.
Like I grabbed some stuff. I'm like, okay, let me just get a cart so I can just push around. So I got my cart, pushing it around. I'm like, oof, kind of getting a little hot. Take off my jacket. Got real comfortable. Now here's where I knew I was in that store for too long. Me and this old white lady was talking about yarn and crochet needles and stuff like that. I'm like, okay, now, I think it's time for me to leave. I've been in here way too long. But, like, I got some really dope stuff. Like, I got this, like, vintage sweat. Like, it's vintage stuff any goddamn ways. But, like, it's like the whole thing is like a golf course. Mm. And it's like two people playing golf and then, like, front of it. It's, like, dope. And then I have like an Olympics sort of with like the logo from like back in the 80s.
Oh.
It's so dope. It's so cute.
Good I'm pass. Broke because I got a new car that I still haven't been able to fix the scratch.
Mm-hmm.
But the lease company charged me in January and in February for the old lease.
Uh-huh.
So I normally had to pay that lease on the 5th of each month. And like I got the new car like the end like right before Christmas, whatever. Mm-hmm. So they were closed for the holidays. The dealership said they sent the check. The old lease company charged me the 2nd of January. The check got there the 3rd. And then just so happened that the system for the lease company was down that entire first week. So I was like calling them and being really frantic and genuine, like, oh my gosh. Da, da, da. And they're like, this is not showing you still owe us money. So I'm like calling back the dealership, like, da, 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 da.
Oh my God.
And the dealership, like, eventually I have to speak to like the business manager at the dealership. And he's like, yeah, I understand. It's very frustrating. This never happens. And it's happening to our employees too. And I'm like, okay, cool. So like I bite the bullet and I take the old lease payment and the new lease payment for January. Then like something tells me, like, check my account. Well, like, I checked the account and like the old lease is like grayed out. So I was like, okay, it's not gonna be able to go in for February.
Mm-hmm.
Wrong. I got charged on Monday.
What?
Yeah. Like, I got, because I was going through my email, it says your payment was successfully gone through. And I'm like, this is not. So I called them. And again, someone was like, oh, it seems like you, it was supposed to, like, you still owe us. So they sent me to like lease acclimation.
What?
Or whatever. And they were like, yeah. And it was a black woman. Like, oh. So I realized, like, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm going to put you on hold. And she's like, yeah, sorry about that. Your first refund's being processed, and I'm going to see what I can, if I can get this one sent back, the one that was charged today, mm-hmm. and that she's going to expedite it. So I call back Tuesday, because I'm paranoid like that. And then the woman on the phone was like, yeah, the woman, like, the agent you spoke to yesterday put this through, and she expedited it. And I'm like, okay, I'm not just going to want this to just end. Mm-hmm. I want to be able to track it, because this is my, like, I'm, like, it's over, like, almost $500.
I know they tell you, like, 2-3 business days.
No, but this one's, like, it takes 30 days.
30 goddamn days.
Right, 30 days.
Y'all took it out in 5 seconds.
Right, but then, like, oh, it's going to take 30 days to process.
Oh, no.
So then the woman was like, oh, we'll call you, we'll have someone call you when it starts processing or when it's about to send out. I'm like, thank you very much. Because, like, so I've been, like, on a tight budget this week.
Thank God I own my own car. Like, I don't have no more payments.
That's
like,
true. That's good.
Jesus.
I just hate cars. This is just going to make me hate cars more and more. Like.
Nah, I wanted to avoid that. I didn't want to be paying and paying. I wanted to own it. Like,
but the thing is, if after my lease is done, I could pay, like, own it.
You don't have to, like, buy it out?
Yeah, I could buy it out, but. Similar like car payments.
Mm. But I think when I got my car, everything came up to, I think, $7,000. And I paid like $400 like every month. What a good,
for like a year?
Like a little over a year with my down payment and everything. So it came out pretty good. Like, it wasn't so bad.
Yeah. So, has there been anything else? Like, you talked about the Obama beard picture that came out yesterday.
Yeah.
Has there been anything else that's this week that's like caught your attention?
Oh, you know what caught my attention? You know that Migos song, Stir Fry, it's new.
No, I do not know this song.
It's catchy. It's catchy. It's sampling some old song that I can't really name right now. But, like, there's this video of them. Like, you know, like one of them tasty videos?
Uh-huh.
You
know, like the food?
Yeah, like they was actually cooking stir fry.
Oh my gosh.
Rapping stir fry. Like, oh my God, I keep watching it. I'm like, this needs to be the official video because this is lit. Like, it's really cool.
So there was this video that was on Facebook. They shared it in the group, actually, about this little boy. He's called Little James. He's like so smart.
Little James?
Let me see. I'm going to bring it up and play a piece of it so you could like hear it.
Because he's just hilarious. To hear too.
Jelly gonna talk to me because she's my daughter. And, hey, leave her alone.
Mama, can I play with my baby sister, please?
Please.
This is my daughter.
Can I play with my baby sister, please?
No, because I play with her. Hey, move away from the kid.
Mama.
What?
No,
I don't want you to move out. I want you to stay right here with me. Come your butt. Where you think you're going?
Yeah.
You want me to move out?
My room.
Wait,
what have you been doing?
Mama, can I go?
You think about what you've been doing and think about how you better turn around and talk to me when I'm talking to you. Turn around. Fix your face. Fix it. Look at me. What's the problem? What?
I want to start today. I want to go in my room.
You don't have a room.
Yes, I do.
So it's like the beginning of the video that was cut off. Like, it starts because he's, like, talking about he's going to go to his room and his mom's making fun of him. Like, you don't have a room. I have a room. It's all my room. And then one part of it's like, do you think I have time for this? And she's like, yeah. And he's like, no, I don't. And he's like, yes, you do, because you a kid. So
you better have time.
I was just, like, watching that on repeat earlier this week. So that was just really funny.
Yeah. I was like, but that's terrifying. Like, I need everybody to watch that. We need a petition for that to be, like, the official video, because...
Official video for what?
That song.
To how to make a stir fry?
Like, they're really making stir fry.
I'm hungry, so can we not talk about stir fry?
Oh, my God. Like, I need a good meal.
Me too, but I'm broke. For real. I need to wait till this next paycheck comes through.
Mm-hmm. You want that McDonald's and oodles and noodles diet?
No, I ain't buying no... I don't buy oodles and noodles, but I got high-end, well, it's not expensive, but ramen from Amazon, like spicy ramen. It's like noodles.
You ordered your oodles and noodles from Amazon?
Yeah, because I wanted to try something different. Because I was like, oh, it's going to taste different. It don't taste that much different than the one bought, like, for a dollar, but it's spicy. And you could, like, dress it up. So I've been, like, dressing it up with different stuff, and it tastes good.
I mean, I just kind of do that on my own hot sauce and just sprinkle a little bit on it.
Like egg and like chicken pieces, you know.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I just take the regular pack and I just, you know, get my own little ingredients.
You know, I just gotta, it's part of my bougie side. You gotta, like,
yeah,
trick.
Exactly. I'm like, how old?
You gotta trick my brain.
Amazon. Seriously?
Well,
I'm not going to the corner store.
Yeah. So... Well, we're going to be doing, like, these weekly, like, roundups, I guess. So if you see anything funny, see anything that's interesting that you want us to talk about, send it to us at our email at drinkingwithblurreds@gmail.com, right? Mm-hmm. Or tweet us at drinkingwblurreds, and we'll try to talk about it on our next episode. Mm-hmm. But today's episode, we're talking about, you know, the Super Bowl was last Sunday, and the Eagles won. When I was a football fan, I would have wanted both teams to lose. But since I'm not watching football...
I think that's the Giants in you.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm a Giants fan.
Me too, but it's just like...
So this is what makes it... And we're going to... So the topic for this week is, like, talking about black athleticism and activism, especially in light of everything for the last 2 years where Colin Kaepernick... and we're not just going to be talking about Kaepernick, but it's a great jumping off point to talk about the Super Bowl and the football... I was a big Giants fan for, like, majority of my life, ever since I got, like, Giant slippers when I was a kid. So I didn't even know what they were, like, until,
you,
like...
You were born into it.
Well, someone from my church gave it to me.
Born into it.
Yeah, like, I never... So, when I... Eagles fans never made sense... Eagles fans in North Jersey never made sense to me.
It don't. And they had a... Like, where are you even coming from to be, like...
Right.
Like, but how are you an Eagles fan?
I must,
like,
say congrats, because they won their first...
Right.
Their first ring.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the players have been, like, a little vocal in terms of stuff.
Yeah,
like,
with social issues.
Right, now.
Yeah.
And I think, and so some, a bunch of them aren't going to the White House, which is really commendable and good. But I think it's also important to talk about how Kaepernick 2 years ago changed the whole narrative.
Mm-hmm.
Just because he decided to sit during the national anthem and people lost their ever-loving minds. It was like the world was coming to an end, literally, like, everything. And I think this played a big role, and this is me, this, like, in terms of pop culture, you know how they talk about culture wars all the time?
Mm-hmm.
Republicans and conservatives. I think this and Beyonce's, like, last Super Bowl performance, where she was dressed in all black and, like, Malcolm X and Black Panther, mm-hmm. they, like, had, like, a whole, like, I think those were, like, two, like, cultural things that they just couldn't understand. Like, or that it's just, like, we gotta get rid of these black people because they're gonna ruin us. Because if you think about it, like, and I pulled it up in 2013 when...
I mean, it's not even just, you know, like, just getting rid of black people, but, like, just actual black people saying this too, like...
Right.
They're not feeling it, like...
Right, right. So when Kaepernick did it, and even, like, so he did it in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And he was still playing. People were like, nah. And so other people started joining in. But then he was released from his contract. And mm-hmm. they never got picked up.
Now, that's fucked up.
Right. So people were like, oh, he's not that good. That's why he was dropped.
Don't downplay his talent because he has a voice.
And just because I can't say in terms of good, like, because I'm not like that type of football, or was not that type of football fan.
He was picked to go somewhere.
Right. There were like apparently other people that were worse than him. And it's also funny because like he led his team to the Super Bowl in I think 2013. Mm-hmm. And everyone was talking about how he was such a bright future and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm.
Well, now he's a piece of shit.
Right now, all of a sudden, he's like terrible. And I do want to mention that this past Super Bowl was the lowest in 7 years.
I didn't care for it, but like it was just on the TV. Like my mom was watching. I'm like, look, I don't even want to like buy wings. Knowing that I love chicken wings. I was just not into it, but like I watched it. I did my sister's hair and I'm just like, oh, okay. Like, and then the Super Bowl performance, that's just a whole
I didn't watch that. I just heard it was terrible.
It was terrible. Like, I don't even want to talk about that. Like, it was the worst.
The ancestors came back for him.
I guess, because I'm just like, why is your outfit this way? Like, where's NSYNC? Like, where's your hits? Because
looking like an old man.
Oh my god,
he's transitioning. He's gonna.
He's transitioning to look white again because back then he had like these black jeans that I don't know who gave it to him.
But yeah, like, so Kaepernick knelt in 2016, never got picked up for 2017. People started like losing their minds. Essentially. And in my mind, earlier in 2017, last fall, people started co-opting with kneeling when 45 decided to call like old them sons of bitches. So then all of a sudden, everybody wanted to kneel.
Oh my God, that reminds me. Do you remember that time? Gosh, I forgot what his name is. And he called those basketball players.
It's Donald Sterling.
And he called them nappy-headed hoes.
Right. Oh, no, that was Don Imus, yeah.
Yes.
At like, Rutgers. He called the Rutgers girls,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
And, like, but he lost his job, but then he got it back. I remember that because that's when the year Christie got elected, sadly.
What a year.
But, yeah, so it's similar in terms of, like, but now because he called the players, like, oh, sons of bitches. Mm-hmm. Everybody decided to kneel that Sunday. And in my mind, I was like, damn. So all of y'all could have knelt before, but none of y'all did.
They could have always knelt.
But they could have shut the entire NFL down.
Yeah.
And like really brought, because like if you think about it, majority of the players are black. Mm-hmm. And something in this country, people love seeing black people. Like they're a bunch of them are going to get like CTE. I forgot what the real name is, but like the concussion thing. Mm-hmm. You ever seen Concussion with Will Smith?
No, but I definitely heard about it.
Right. So it's like a condition where they get so many concussions, it causes them to like be irritable and causes brain damage, essentially. Mm-hmm. So, and a lot of them later in life are suffering from it. So that basically people don't have problems with these black athletes sacrificing their bodies and their minds for their enjoyment. But the minute someone like speaks up like, oh, what about police getting away with killing all these unarmed black people? They're like, how dare you? I just want to watch football. Take the politics out. So even in 2016, I noticed like when some people started like kneeling or raising their fists, I was like, okay. Then like I'm a Giants fan, but then something that made me upset before like the whole kneeling thing this year, the Giants did the whole hugging like thing, like linking arms to kind of show solidarity. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that wasn't the concern in the first place. Mm-hmm. Like it was this very particular issue about unarmed black people being killed by police officers and nothing being done. And to try to say like, oh, we're standing together, it's kind of this whole like, oh, I don't, in my mind it was this whole I don't see race type argument without saying it.
Yeah, I mean, the message definitely translated differently from what it originally was.
Then it was like the flag, the discipline, and the troops. And it's like, the troops don't, in quotes, like, we understand imperialism and how it works, all right, for super woke people. But, like, the troops die to defend right to protest and freedom of speech. But it's always funny that certain forms of freedom of speech aren't allowed. And we could even look at beyond Kaepernick, when other black athletes throughout history have spoken up. Like, Muhammad Ali is, like, the big example. When he passed, 2016.
Was it 2016?
Yeah, it was 2016.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
When he passed, you had all these people like, oh, my gosh, he's the greatest ever. And he transcend. I remember someone said he transcended race. And people were like, no, don't say that. Mm-hmm. Because when he was protesting and saying, like, oh, I'm not going to trust. I don't trust a lot. I don't trust white people. Because he's the analogy of, like, 10,000 snakes and, like, 1,000 snakes. If mm-hmm. there are 10,000 snakes and 1,000 of them are good, am I going to, like, not close the door because 1,000 of them might stop the others? No. Mm-hmm. People hated Muhammad Ali. He was punished for not going to the Vietnam War to support America. Mm-hmm. And now everyone's like, oh, Muhammad Ali, Muhammad Ali.
He's like the greatest.
And the same thing, and this is not a sports example, but look at Martin Luther King. Mm-hmm. People like have co-opted, especially conservatives who were against giving him a holiday in the 80s.
Yeah.
Saying he was a communist, like John McCain and some of them that are still there.
And now he's like honored.
Honored. And people were out there quoting on him on mm-hmm. Martin Luther King Day.
But you know, that happens when people die, like, you know, when they was alive. It was just like, oh, you know, they did this and that and they ain't like this and all types of shit. But once they die, they're like the most honorable.
Mm-hmm. But So it's just. Mm-hmm. So people are like, oh, in the, like, 50 years, that's what they're going to be doing about Kaepernick.
Yeah, but I'm like, at least I really do like Kaepernick because it's just like he really put his foot down and said, like, look, this is what I believe in. And he didn't back out. Like, he right. stick to what he was going to follow. And I feel like if everyone, like, came together and did that, things would change.
But honestly, like we said, if the football players in the NFL had did that the day after, like, the week, the black ones, not even, like, the white ones. Like, if they had did that the week after, though.
You know, I just think it what it is, like, you know how you wouldn't say something on air to, like, jeopardize your job.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of see it that way. They don't want to do anything to really jeopardize, like, their position there. Like, you know, they're getting... But
isn't that the problem?
I mean, that's a problem everywhere but to, like, me.
So I think with a lot of this, and this is why some strikes are successful and some aren't, because you have people that become strike breakers, right? Mm-hmm. If you view yourself as an individual... in terms of, like, it's going to affect, like, oh, my gosh, my livelihood, instead of viewing it as a collective. Because are they going to fire all the black players in the NFL? And
they can't.
So, they in can't. My mind...
But it's just everyone have to think that, like, they have to think exactly. the same way.
Exactly.
You, one person can't do it because you see what happened to Kaepernick.
He got blackballed and then no one
exactly.
cared.
Exactly.
And people are like, oh...
It was now, just if other people did it, but then it'll be a different story.
It would have to be, like, a substantial amount. Like, because, like, 80, I think it's, like, 80% of them are black.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a majority.
I mean, we do run sports. I mean, but when it comes to, like, you know, football, basketball.
Even looking at, like, this is this thing of how I think America uses black athletes to perpetuate a notion of American supremacy.
Mm-hmm.
So even in the Olympics, so the Winter Olympics, like, started this past week. And Shawnee Davis, he's, like... first black American to win, or first black, I think he's, like, the first black person to win in, like, speed skating.
Uh-huh.
And it was, like, the 1,000 meters. He had a problem because he didn't attend the opening ceremony because he was originally going to hold the U.S. flag.
Mm-hmm.
And then they did, like, a coin toss and made someone else do it. So he was big, he was, like, upset. And whether you agree with his being upset or not is something. But in some respects, like, he won gold medals for the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And as, like, the Winter Olympics is typically very white.
Right.
So he has, like, a very, in my mind, like, I knew of Shawnee Davis for a few years because mm-hmm. of, like, you watch the Olympics, but there's no black people, and you see this guy
yeah.
doing, like, skating, and, of course, you're Jamaican, so you know, like, running, high speed skating, kind of similar. so, like, I kind of understand, like, you feel used, like, I'm good enough to
mm-hmm.
win you a medal, but not good enough to represent.
Mm-hmm.
And I think other examples, like even in track, like the U.S., almost all its black athletes.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at, like, track and field events, specifically like sprints, it's like black people.
It is, but it's so entertaining.
It like, is entertaining.
I love it.
but like the U.S. like will take their medals and say, like, oh, look at all the medals we have,
mm-hmm.
but then not invest in their communities. Even with the, I forgot her name. Oh my gosh, I need to look her up. She's from Maplewood.
The Muslim woman.
Yeah, right? She's a fencer. I cannot pronounce this. I'm gonna mess it up. Ibsa Muhammad.
Mm-hmm.
People were upset at her because she wore hijab.
I mean, why wouldn't she? Like, should she have to go against her religion to perform? And she could perform pretty well.
But because Muslim identity is oppositional to being American for so many people. And it was like, they were like, how dare you? So all that stuff. And even thinking about,
oh, like, my God, like, what is this perfect American? Like, blonde hair, blue eyes, of course.
Christian. Well, she could be black, but she has to, like, be, like, perfect and, like, bow down to America. And, like, when people, like, don't view her as fully American, just not criticize it. Even thinking about Simone Samuel, she won the first swimming medal, mm-hmm. like a black woman swimming. Yeah. She mentioned something about police brutality. People were upset at her. Even the whole Gabby Douglas not putting her hand on her chest.
Now, that was ridiculous when people, I seen that. People, like, are y'all fucking kidding me?
They, like, lost their minds. It was like, how dare she?
That serious.
They, like, no, but literally they made her cry over it. Because they were like, how dare she? She does not respect her country. She is a poor sport. But the minute, like, Tom... As there was a meme about, because, you know, like 2 years ago, Cam Newton was the quarterback that everyone's rooting for to beat the Patriots.
Yeah.
And he walked out after they lost, and people were like, how disrespectful, how arrogant. But, like, on Sunday, Tom Brady walked out, and no one said anything.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like just this, it just highlights this double standards of how, like, black athletes are expected to be super, like, oh, you don't deserve to be here. You mm-hmm. should be thanking us constantly to even be giving you a chance.
Right.
And that's why people were saying, like, oh, how bad is it that you're a million-dollar person? Why are you complaining about this? Mm-hmm. Oh, if you don't want to do the job, let someone else do it. Like when Kaepernick knelt.
Yeah.
Or, like, how dare you be critical? it's like, so... Basically, and this is why some people are saying it, and I'm not going to say if I agree or not, but some people are saying, like, some of these athletes are million-dollar slaves. If you look at the optics of the NFL and the NBA, you have these white owners and these black athletes majority that are supposed to keep quiet and do what they're told just to get, like, $1 million. And it's okay if they do some stuff on the side, but as long as they don't, like, speak out and, like, do all this stuff,
mm-hmm.
like, that infringes on Americanness.
It just makes me just, it's really disgusting. It's really disgusting. Because, like, I don't even know how to put in, like, into words. It's just like, why do we have to do so much just to get a little bit of something? Like, right. And we're not even going to get paid as right. the next person.
Right.
It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I don't know. Because even if you think about it, even since he lost his job,
mm-hmm.
he's been, like, donating crazy amounts of money to, like... Yeah.
He's been still at what he believed in at the first time. Like, right. in the first place.
And that's how you know it's genuine.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like this, I remember Odell Beckham Jr., for some reason... I think it was just because, like, the Sons of Bitches comment. He posted, like, a picture of him in his gear with, like, a fist raised.
Mm-hmm.
And people were living at that. So there was, like, no content. Context. It was not, like, some Black Panther.
Take a picture.
It was like, how dare you? Blah, 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 blah. And from one, it just shows, one, these 45 supporters are super fragile and weak as hell.
They really are.
And, like, annoying, and we have to deal with the rest of them. And, like, even after this guy's out, we're still going to have to deal with them.
Yeah, they're going to be around. Like, Trump was the best president ever. Like, shut the fuck up.
Aren't you still, like, what happened to your Medicaid? Okay. What happened to you? Petty. Yeah. No, but, like, seriously. So, they, like, and it's funny how these white people feel like they own, even... million-dollar black athletes that apparently are not supposed to be complaining. They feel like they have ownership over their bodies and their rights and their speech.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, you should... There was this propaganda piece going around from Usain Bolt, like, stopping to listen to the... Like, it was during, like, the World Championships for track, mm-hmm. stopping while the U.S. anthem was playing when being interviewed. And then you have all these, like... conservatives that would never like him if he was a black American, African American, or in America. They would, like, hate him regardless.
Mm-hmm.
But because he did this one action, they're like, oh, we should get him instead of Kaepernick and all this foolishness. And I'm like, first of all, First of all, y'all should be grateful because American athletes would never stop for anyone else's anthem to show for respect. Real. So I think it would have happened regardless of who it was.
Americans want all the respect, but don't want to really give it.
But that's how empires work. They just assume, like, oh yeah, we earned it. And that's why when black people step out of line...
I wish y'all could see my face. It's so disgusting.
No, but when people like Kaepernick step out of line, they have to be corrected and dealt with. And then that's, like, it's just... Because I would dare someone to say he wasn't blackballed.
He definitely
He could have been on the bench and got less money, but, like, he wasn't hired at all. Not as a backup quarterback, not as anything. Because people were like, oh, we don't want to deal with the fans. And then if you look at it, the counter protest, the people protesting the protest, like the people mad that we were protesting the NFL for like how they treated Kaepernick and say, we're not going to watch because they keep disrespecting our flag and the president. I'm like, what? So because, especially after the Sons of Bitches comments.
Right.
And how, like, everyone decided to kneel that Sunday. Even, like, Jerry Jones, who then told his players to stand from now on. And how he, like, knelt before the anthem and stood for the anthem. Bunch of political theater. Bunch of theater. People were saying, we're not going to watch the NFL anymore because they're disrespecting our flag and disrespecting the president. No. But, so, in one respect, you have to wonder if the Super Bowl numbers are because they weren't watching too. But I think a lot of it is because... People were, like, tired of how they treated Kaepernick. Mm-hmm. At least I was.
I mean, have any athlete ever came out and talk about the racism within the league? Like, their experience?
So, there was...
Because that would be really interesting. Because we just from the outside. We don't even know what's, like, really going on in.
So... They did have a rule that I just heard was revoked called the Rooney Rule. And this is, like, in terms of, like, leadership. Mm-hmm. That if, a senior position and, like, the opened up, they have... And there's, like, a qualified black person. They're supposed to, I think, hire that person. A qualified minority. Mm-hmm. Because the leadership is pretty much all white.
That's true.
So I think that kind of came into play. And you have to also think about...
So they got rid of this rule.
I think that's something I read.
But when has...
Oh, I think it might still be in effect.
But my thing... Well, now, here's the problem. You know people in these positions don't really retire these positions. Like, how long could they do their job?
Forever.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
especially for the owners.
That rule wouldn't even really matter.
Right. Especially, but look at the owners. How many of them are black? I doubt it. For their sake. There might be.
Like one out of like 20.
Right. And they're like decrepit and old, a bunch of them. No, seriously.
They really are. It's just like there's no fresh face, no new ideas.
Even like the conversation to buy the Panthers by Diddy. They would need, you not. Diddy's a rich man, but he's not that rich. You need to be like billions. These teams are worth billions.
Mm-hmm. You can't even really buy a team. You got to be like a partner. Like, right. You need partners.
Well, some of them own... Because some of them got in early, so they owned them. Before it got, like, this billion-dollar industry.
And you know sometimes that should be passed down from generation to generation.
So, I guess all of this to say, it's really obvious. Kaepernick's supposed to be, like, this example. I just want to make sure he's eating, that he still has money. Because, like, he's giving out... He's doing so much in my mind... Or how I'm doing it, like, in trying to, like, help people.
For real, like...
With no guarantee.
Kaepernick, if you get a little low on funds, like, I'll send you some Domino's. Like, you need some Chinese food? Like, I would feed Kaepernick, like...
No,
just so he good.
Because that's something... That was a sacrifice. Mm-hmm. He could have just been quiet, ignored it. He could have stood after the first time and everyone would have been like, oh, he's weak or whatever. But we would have people would have watched. It wouldn't have been this big thing. Mm-hmm. But no, he did it the entire season. He got blackballed for it, didn't get hired.
And he still does it. It's like he still believes in what he believes in and he's sticking to it. And that's just the best part.
And yeah, because when they can't break you... They take away your resources around you. Mm-hmm. But, like, it's when you stand up for what you are that you really show what you believe in. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think that's a great point. Do you have anything else you want to add on that? I think, and also...
Well, I definitely want to see, like, more athletes come out, like, with their story. Like, because I know, like, the racism within is probably ridiculous. Oh,
this is what I was going to say. But if you think about it, most of the quarterbacks are white. And this is, like, one of the telltale signs. Mm-hmm. Most of the quarterbacks are white. So, black quarterbacks are... And, like, you saw with Cam Newton, black quarterbacks are under extra scrutiny. Mm-hmm. Like, typically. So, the fact that you had... The year before Kaepernick knelt, you had Cam Newton being super black, and then he decided to change up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then that fall, you have Kaepernick kneeling, and it's like, oh my gosh, what's going on? How dare this? Yeah, dare. How dare he? So, it's tough. I don't know. And it's hard. It's been, like, for me, as someone that likes watching football, despite knowing how terrible it is for them.
Yeah, I didn't watch no games this season. I just watched the Super Bowl.
I didn't watch any this or last season since the Giants did that kumbaya hug thing. And I was like, this just feels wrong. like I know what y'all doing. This is like, we're brothers. And it's like, that's not what this is. Yeah. There was a specific issue that people were talking about. And you're trying to wash over it.
Yeah, they're trying to just sweep it under the rug and say like, oh no, like, we all matter. Kind of it's like
all lives matter. Yep. Like, that's exactly what it was.
And it's just like,
right. Well, I guess.
Disgusting.
I wish more people would stand up, but money really talks.
Like,
because they could have, honestly, if they had did something, like if people had said like next week, because the reason some of them were losing their endorsements is because it was like this one person or that one person. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like, and it can't even just be like one team. Uh-huh. Because that team wouldn't be like just hated by the fans. It has to be the entire team. Mm-hmm. Of the black people in the NFL. Because the white people can't play by themselves. Nobody want to watch that.
Hello.
Nobody. Oh. No one likes that. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you have any recommendations? Wait. I forgot to mention at the beginning. So, I downloaded... Someone forced me to download Tinder.
And how did that go?
It's been a night, but it's weird. Yeah. That's all I'm going to say.
I mean, I tried Tinder before. It's not... I don't like it.
Why?
I don't know. Like, I'm not a hooking up
person. Yeah, so I put that on mine. No hookups.
Yeah, I guess that's why people just be like, swipe left or right. I don't know what direction you're swiping.
Swipe left for no. Swipe right for yes.
Oh.
So.
I mean, no one... Yeah, I never met no one off of Tinder. Maybe had like one conversation or two, but I didn't really care for it.
I promised them I'll use it for a month. So, I'm stuck.
Good luck with that one.
We'll see what happens. But any recommendations? Do you need time to think?
Yes, I do.
So, my recommendation, there's this show on Netflix called Altered Carbon. And basically, it's a sci-fi show, and it's super complicated, but it's really interesting. Imagine being immortal, right? Mm-hmm. So they put something in your neck that collects your consciousness, and if you're, so you never can really die unless that's damaged, mm-hmm. So you just take that and put it in another body.
Oh.
So yeah, like, so it becomes, the bodies are called sleeves. So there, I don't know if you saw this video on Facebook about like, there was like, it seemed like people were selling bodies and they were calling them sleeves. Mm-hmm. Some people thought it was real and I was like, oh, that's a promo for the show. But like, you could take your consciousness and put it in other bodies. And if you're really rich, you live in like this cloud area and you're like immortal essentially because you could buy extra bodies, clone yourself, like upload your consciousness constantly, back it up. Yep. And you'll have like multiple bodies. And these people are like gods to many people.
What's the name of it again?
It's called Altered Carbon.
I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, it's really good. I'm on episode 9. I almost finished it.
It's something new.
Yeah, it's new. It came out like last week, Friday. Okay. So it's only a week.
I've been trying to keep up. Like, you know, sometimes I watch shows and then, like, I'm like, oh, I'm too tired to watch.
Yeah, this one you gotta at least be a little alert because, like, it's a lot of
different things going on.
There's, like, yeah, and there's, like, lingo that's used, like, sci-fi stuff, so it's, like, really intense. Mm-hmm. And so, like, part of me is like, who's that character? Like, I think I missed, like, 2 seconds. And, like, I can't figure out what this one character's purpose in the story is until now I'm kind of getting a better idea. But, yeah, I think that's a really good show.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just feel like for this week, like, I haven't really got to do anything or to even think of to recommend. Like, I've really been at work and at school. But I definitely do recommend people watch that video with the Migos making like, I'm not a big Migos fan. I'm gonna just say that now. But like, I do, the music is catchy every, you know, now and again. But like, that shit is lit. I like it.
Okay. I'm about to check this stir fry thing out. I'm really hungry. I might need to get some stir fry.
You going to, I mean, where you trying to go?
Huh? You want to go somewhere?
Shit.
Okay. Well, thank you all for turning tuning in.
We about to get some food.
Right, because I'm hungry. Thank you all for tuning in. Happy Black Panther week because this is premiering Monday.
Yes, I'm trying to get my pants. I'm trying to come.
Y'all gonna see pictures, and we're gonna record the day after. I'm probably gonna be hungover though.
Yes, I'm trying to figure out if I want a bun or a wig. Like, help me out.
So happy Black Panther week. Go out there, support.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because this is like, and like, I think, yeah, I'm just excited to see it. I'm going to cry. I feel like I would cry. Because, you know, it's cancer's getting emotional.
But I'm trying to end the movie. I'm like, oh my God.
But thank y'all for listening. Make sure to follow us at Drinking with Blurs on Facebook, Drinking W Blurs on Twitter, and we have our blog, drinkingwithblurs.com.
Did I say my hands are dry, guys?
My lips are dry. I hate winter. I can't wait for it to be spring. Anyways, we thank y'all for tuning in, and we hope to have you all back next time. Thanks. Bye.